Matt Dolch back with you for the Nebraska Lead Class 33 International Study Travel Seminar. We're here with our travel guide throughout the experience here in the country of Nepal, Siri, who's been gracious enough to show us around the country a bit. Tell us a little bit about your country and what we've seen so far.
Well, Nepal is full of natural and cultural heritage. It's a melting pot of different cultures. And, well, the high Himalayas, the Buddha, the Buddhism and Hinduism cultures here, and the tantric deities, tantrism, influence of different spiritual beliefs. Yeah, Nepal is a country where if you visit, you will say that once is not enough.
We had an opportunity to see some production agriculture, and most of us coming from a production agriculture background or agribusiness. Tell us about the farming villages that we experienced.
Agriculture is main occupation here in Nepal. About 75% of the people, they depend on agriculture. But we are using the technologies which to the western part, they were using before 200, 300 years ago. Still plowing the field with the hands, using the different small utensils to cut the bad grasses. We are using more the compost manure rather than the chemical fertilizers.
Seemed like quite a few terraces that were able to help enable the farming practices, and rice was a major crop. What are the other major crops in agricultural production that's produced here in Nepal?
Well, there are millet, maize, mustard, wheat.
What are some of the major challenges that your country faces, and what are some of the major opportunities that you see here in Nepal?
Well, the challenge we are facing is just the political one. Once we are waiting for a new constitution, once it's drafted, and hopefully fingers are crossed for a stable government, and the other things, they are all fine here. And yeah, the opportunities here are in the tourism sector as well as the hydroelectricity. We got that power, hydroelectric power, from the rivers that flows all the way from the Himalayas. So there are big opportunities, and a lot of international companies are investing here in Nepal in the hydroelectric powers.
Densely populated here in Kathmandu with about 4 million people,
But
really the people seem happy, really vibrant about their life.
Yes, it's all the way that we all see the happy faces, not the sad faces in Kathmandu. Always, not one in Kathmandu, in Nepal, whole country, because they are satisfied with their life.
Well, we thank you for the opportunity to be here. We thank you for taking us around to show us the culture here in Nepal, and hope to see you here in the United States at some point.
Thank you. Hopefully, we'll meet again in the future.
For Nebraska Lead Class 33, I'm Matt Dolch from Kathmandu, Nepal.